Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday, March 24, 2026 edition. Going to Lansing and checking in there, even though they're on spring break. There were some things that the pundits down in Lansing always do every Monday afternoon. As Michigan Republicans head into its endorsement convention this weekend amid a lot of uncertainty. First question, MERS News Service talked about, what type of Republican will pay $50 to show up to a Novi convention on a spring break weekend to pick their preferred Attorney General and Secretary of State candidate? That's basically the only things really going on. There's a battle going on between the two attorney general candidates, Doug Lloyd and Kevin Kievsky, and then a three-way race for Secretary of State, Anthony Ferlini, Amanda Love, and Monica Yutuma. Well, down in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showcase is being prepared for roughly 2,200 delegates. But will they mostly be America First delegates who were inspired to join the party by former party chair Christina Crammel back in 2023? Or will they be the traditional conservative Republicans who joined during the Tea Party of 2009-2010? Or going all the way back to the Reagan Revolution? Early 80s, President Reagan elected in 1980-1984 and then evolved into somewhat an establishment Republican Party, starting off with George W. Bush. Are they delegates who are inspired to cast a vote for someone? And is it going to be a top priority of election integrity that will cause them to go? Will picking the most electable candidate in a general election be a factor for these delegates? Well, with relatively light and congenial county conventions a few weeks ago, it's hard to say. Although MERS News Service reached out to four Republicans to at least get their opinion on the matter. One particular pundit I'm not going to talk about. He's in the story, but I'm not going to give any credibility to anything he said. This person is a former disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan County, and I vowed on this microphone many, many, many years ago that I would never talk about him or use his name ever again. So I'm going to strike out his comments altogether. Another Republican is Brian Smitsky. He's a political consultant who works for the Oakland County Republican Party. He's also working with Republican Jason Tunney, who's running in the May 5th special election to fill the 35th state Senate seat. Another longtime Republican, Lansing-based activist, Linda Lee Tarver. And then the final person that they're talking with this morning, Saginaw County Executive Committee member Suzanne Hall. She was a supporter of Christina Caramo from 2022, who has been on again, off again with the party over several years. She gave the perspective of a precinct delegate who felt Caramo was very badly treated and much abused, quote unquote. She feels as if the current leadership of the county party has become an insider's club. This is down in Saginaw, who give off the impression that they don't have much use for grassroots American first Republicans. So let's see the questions that they asked. What do you expect the makeup of this weekend's delegation to the Michigan Republican Party endorsement convention to look like? Well, Linda Lee Tarver says, I don't know if anybody really knows the answer to that question. If you're an alternate or even a guest and you have to pay $50 to attend, perhaps they might skip. However, the voting delegates who pay $50 are more likely to show up. If it comes down to what the weather looks like, or any sort of bad weather north of Midland, that could keep people away. The real question is not necessarily who the delegates are, but if the delegates who show up and want the Republicans to win in November. She went on to say, I'm expecting those that do show up to be good, solid Republicans. I wouldn't necessarily call it a MAGA crowd, and I wouldn't call it a moderate crowd. I'm expecting a slice of Michigan from Holland to Detroit to the UP. Now, one thing you need to know, folks, there is a bus that's been organized, and they are bringing delegates from the UP. Linda Lee went on to say, different Republicans from all over the state coming together. However, these may not be just your regular average voters. I think they are going to be definitely activists. However, I haven't seen any evidence of that, but we'll have to look to see if, in fact, exactly who the people are when they show up at convention. Now, the political consultant, Brian Smitsky, again, working on Jason Tunney's campaign. I believe it's going to be a passionate endorsement convention. Some people have been discouraged by the $50 registration fee, participation fee. So the people you will see will be passionate people rather than people who are just looking for something to do on a weekend. I would call it more of the diehard Republicans. Suzanne Hall, the delegate from Saginaw, says, I think the candidates are going to have very active amount of support from their groups. I see this convention as being lively. I hope to take part in any of the rallies or the meetings before the convention. I just hope we settle things quickly and without a lot of ugly activity. I will do my part in that regard. I like Chairman Jim Runstead. I also like the precinct delegates' bills of rights. I trust him, and I'd like to see it passed. Next question. If you were a large dollar donor who wanted to see success from the Republicans in 2026, where would be the best spot for you to put the money? Well, Linda Lee Tarver's looking at the whole state said, Detroit. The return on investment isn't huge, but it could make a difference in the terms of percentages, especially in races like Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Holly. She's a lying leftist who pretended to be a moderate. She won her seat by less than 19,000 votes, which isn't a lot of votes to move, particularly if you look at the Detroit area. Well, Brian Smitsky said, making sure the statewide campaigns have the money needed to build a ground game with door knocking come this summer. A great example was back in 2022, our last midterm election. We had such little ground game, and that really lent us to getting our butts kicked across the board. It's essential that our statewide campaigns are well-funded so we can build the infrastructure that's needed. Delegate Suzanne Hall said, I would trust those specific candidates who I'm supporting. Certain candidates coming into this convention will need help in November. Now, she did go on to say, the situation facing the Michigan Republican Party is not different than either major party in any state across the country. The institutional state parties aren't as powerful as they were in years past. People are now giving to super PACs and directly to the candidates, not necessarily donating money to the state party. You have to understand, in Michigan, you're seeing the Michigan Forward Network doing many of the things that the Michigan Republican Party used to do. And that, of course, is a group that is supported by Betsy and Dick DeVos. In other races, I would definitely put money into the governor's race. Once we know who that candidate is, if I was a big money donor, I would back the governor. The governor's coattails are going to be long, and whoever we have at the top of the ticket will determine whether or not we're successful down ticket. Pretty interesting perspective. Well, they have a couple more questions. We're going to wrap these up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. Text me what you think. 231-360-5140. What kind of Republicans do you think is going to go to and attend the endorsement convention this Saturday down in Novi? Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, Fair Knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back. Heading into this Saturday's endorsement convention, a couple of political pundits were asked some questions by MERS News Service. Outside of President Donald Trump, which conservative speaker, national, state, or local, do you see being the most likely to bring all factions of the Republican Party together? Well, the consultant Brian Smitsky said J.D. Vance, vice president, has been very effective at appealing to all sides of the party and bringing all the factions together. He's a fiscal conservative with an American first ideology, and that's something that is very much in demand right now. Suzanne Hall said probably Marco Rubio. He's very articulate. He gets his points across very succinctly. He's common sense. And he seems to have the support of a lot of people. He's quite popular, and I like him as the best leading candidate to bring people together. My second choice would be Vice President J.D. Vance. Linda Lee Tarver said, right now, I don't believe there is one. The many factions of the Republican Party are so varied. President Trump is a good spokesperson, but not everyone agrees with his positions. However, if you're faithful to your promises that you make to the people who agree with you, they respect that. For me, I like Marco Rubio. He's smart. He has a lot of wisdom. He understands the issues, and he can read a room. He understands what's at stake. But there's many other Republicans I would absolutely support as well. Last question. How much activity do you see within the Republican Party from the Caramo era newcomers who took over the party back in 2022? Well, Suzanne Hall said, America First is not over. It's still strong. A lot of us are kind of sitting back and waiting to change things in our own county party. But there's still very much work to be done. The fact that our party failed us in 2022 has discouraged a lot of people from participating. But the people I hang around with who are American First are still very much behind the cause. Smitke, the consultant, said, I think they still control the party. They may not identify directly with Crammel anymore, but they are people who voted for her and still control the delegate positions. Many have seen that the Republican Party structure in general has weakened significantly over the years. As a matter of fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find perhaps more than 10 counties in Michigan that have a functioning Republican Party. Linda Lee Tarver said, I don't see it as Caramo supporters having taken over the party. It was a bad time for the party, but it wasn't a takeover. The Republican Party is a spectrum of moderates and very right-wing conservatives, and the majority of delegates selected her to be the chair. She wasn't my choice, but I respect the will of the delegates. There was a lot of negative press and lawsuits, and people thought it would be the demise of the Michigan Republican Party. While we're still limping, we did not lack in great quality candidates this year, and we have a much better message than what the Democrats have to offer. A lot of these individuals are still actively involved in the party, but that's a positive thing. I've seen that many of them have learned what the role of the party is. They thought the state party was responsible for doing certain things, but since then they've been educated and they have stayed involved. I wouldn't call them Caramo people anymore. They realized that Christina Caramo perhaps went through some bad times and caused damage, but the delegates want to win elections again. And that's where we're focused. So, good questions, good responses. Greatly appreciate MERS doing that. They call it Pundit Mondays. And we like to talk about it every Tuesday here on the show. Give you some political consultants, some lobbyists, political insiders' perspective on the current topics of the day. I'm going to the convention this year. I guess you could put me into that Tea Party Republican from 2009-2010. That's when I got activated, involved in politics, ran for state senate, and in the process was on the radio. And that's where I've been ever since 2012. Having fun educating the folks and bringing many of you into the party as well as precinct delegates. Well, you have to file your affidavits again to be on the ballot this year. After this weekend, our term is over and you have to be on the ballot August 4th. Ian Murphy in the next segment. We'll be right back.